Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I hope it's your favorite time each week. It certainly is for me. Fresh out of the ocean, filled with salt and electricity from that wonderful, wonderful, sunny, salty morning. Welcome to the show. If you're new, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. We pick health topics, we educate, we give you the inside track, we save you time, we save you money, we bring you health. It's a very simple kind of show. Not especially in love with sales. We don't sell you health. We get you educated, and then you have to run with the ball. So welcome. Today, the tragedy of joint replacement. We're going to get into this thing about replacing your joints. We're going to discuss some of the alternatives. We're going to tell you what really does work and what is statistically less possible. So I don't want to knock prolotherapy. I don't want to knock stem cell therapy because sometimes they help. But I do want to say we're missing the point, as usual, because where health to the joint is doesn't make anybody any money. So I'm going to give you a concept today. But first, let me give you a little big picture on this joint replacement thing. So many of you, when you've got joint pain, I mean the shoulder, I mean the knee, I mean the hip, occasionally I mean the ankle. When you've got joint pain, somewhere along the line, somebody, usually in orthopedics, somewhere from the low end of orthopedics to the high end of orthopedics. The low end's at Kaiser. The high end is your specialized orthopedic surgeon who's a specialist at the knee or the hip or the ankle or the shoulder. But somewhere along the line, some allopathic specialist tells you, well, Harry, you're 60, you're 65, you're 70. We're not quite there yet. But sooner or later, we're going to need to pop that joint out and put a new one in. Let me blow the whistle right here. This is being done too often, and it's being done in place of more reparative, fundamentally intelligent therapies. And why is it being done too often? Well, really, the bottom line is nobody sees an alternative. So before we want to attack the natural tendency towards greed, before we want to attack that, we won't attack it. I won't tell you because I don't really, for the most part, believe it. That most people telling you to replace your joint are doing it unnecessarily. It's really the truth. They're not. Did you hear that now, you holistic devotees? You're not being told to replace your joint because you have an evil medical doctor who wants to rip you off and take your money and your retirement with a joint replacement therapy or whatnot. That's not the reason. The reason is they don't know. And orthopedic medicine has diluted itself and forgotten, and I'll explain that, but diluted itself into thinking that physical therapists should know what they don't know about how to rehab a joint before joint replacement. Let me repeat that. Orthopedic medicine, your orthopedic surgeon has deluded himself by default into thinking that what he doesn't know about joint care, about joint rehab outside of joint surgery, is something that the physical therapist should know. Well, the physical therapist doesn't know it either. And what I'm getting at is this crack, there's this crevice, there's this trap There's this area that you can be entrapped into where what your joint needs to rehab itself so it doesn't go to surgery isn't understood by anybody. And that is the truth. I understand it. That's right. Tough, if that sounds incredulous. I don't care. I do understand it, and I'm going to appeal today to your common sense so you can join me in your understanding, because as always, it's just common sense. So whether you're headed for joint repair because you've got enough deterioration on an x-ray, on an MRI, on a CT scan, on an ultrasound, and they're telling you, look, your joint's hacked, it's messed up, it's degenerated, the disc space, the joint space decreased, the cartilage is all chipped off or frayed or half non-existent, and then that favorite description that sends shockwaves of fear through your spine, it's bone on bone. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. We're just going to have to go in there and give you a new hip because it's bone on bone. You see, this is grossly overused. And what they're thinking is, look, I'm a good guy. I'm a good joint surgeon. I'm an honest guy. Here's reality. Fat Harry, the cab driver, bagel swilling, cigarette smoking, McDonald's eating cab driver needs a joint replacement, but not yet. But I can guarantee you, in my clinical experience of 30 years, says the joint surgeon, in 5 years, Fat Harry is going to need to have the joint replaced. So let's save him the time and the pain and do it now. And that's the way they think. They think that you're going towards it anyway. There's nothing you can do about it. Physical therapy will always fail you. They know that, and they're correct. And therefore, let's just take and replace your hip now. We'll replace your knee now. We'll replace your shoulder now. And that's the way they think. And they think they're being ethical because there's no choice. So I'm not going to attack them from an ethical standpoint because I think they're looking at it from their vantage point realistically. Unfortunately, the fact of the matter is they're delusional. All right. Now, remember, I'm going to do the second half of this show off air. So get to my website, straighttalk.cc. That's 2Ts.cc, not .com. If you're driving, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website and you'll hear a 1 hour show. This is my half hour prep. In the next half hour, I get way more technical. So I give it to you both ways. We give you the synopsis first, the bullet points, and then later on I'll get into detail. Today's show, the tragedy of joint replacement. Okay, so what's my point? My point is that before you get your joint replaced, before the degeneration in the hip, in the knee, in the shoulder, gets too advanced, such that you may well need to have your joints replaced, before it gets there, there is a phenomenon occurring where the forces of gravity through the joint, through the shoulder joint, through the joints of the spine, through the hip joint, through the knee joint, those forces of compression are occurring at the wrong angles. So you have to understand what a gravity line is. Thus, I put pictures of it and will put more pictures of it on the website under today's show. But for those of you who just sit back, smoke the pipe, and just eat the cornflakes and listen to the show on Saturday morning, don't bother. Just use your common sense. This is what I mean by forces of gravity. This is what I mean by force vectors, you engineers out there, vectors. The sum total of all the lines of force, the vectors through the joint. has to put the bulk of the compression through the part of the joint that the joint was designed to assume, that the joint was designed to receive. And if those force vectors are off, the joint will tear up, not because of the sport you play, not because you're overweight, but because the line of compression is off kilter. The joint was designed for a certain line of compression, but not designed for a faulty line of compression. Architects, you will understand. Construction guys, you will understand. People that understand a little bit about math, physics, or algebra, or trigonometry or geometry will understand. Those of you who hate all these subjects, and, you know, there's a lot of females like this. I shouldn't say that, but this is a guy's language, force vectors. But I invite everybody, male and female, to use their common sense to understand what I mean by lines of force through the joint. When they're faulty, the joint will derange all the way to joint replacement. Now, yeah, sometimes you bust up your joint and need a replacement because you broke it up in an accident. Car accident, sports accident, you fell 60 feet from a cliff. Most of your joint replacements have nothing to do with that. Most joint replacements are just the result, they say, of age-related trauma. So over the decades, you get to the point where, finally, the lines of force through the joint are so deficient, are so faulty, are so off-kilter that it eats up the joint. And we can see this coming. It's like a giant wave. It's like when you go to the beach and a wave is coming and you get yourself out of the water before the wave consumes you. You can see it coming. You can see trouble coming. All right, ladies. And some men will understand this, but ladies, when you go out dancing and you have to dance in your high heels, and it's around the holiday when people do that more often, and maybe you've put on an extra 10 or 20 or 30 pounds or more over the years, and now you're dancing in the heels. Why do you go home with your bruised knee and your aching low back and your neck pain from dancing? Why does the first thing you do once you get in the house, why is the first thing that you do throw off the high heels? Why do you throw off the high heels? Because you feel better. Because the minute you take your clothes off, throw off the high heels, and walk on your plush carpet, you feel better in your joints. Why? Because the heels throw off the lines of force through the joint. The correct, proper, appropriate lines of force through your neck, through your thoracics, through your lumbar, through your hips, through your knees, through your ankles, through your feet, through your shoulders. Those lines of force become way more appropriate, meaning the joint can handle them better when you take the heels off. The high heels make you biomechanically inappropriate. The high heels cause the lines of force through the joint to go off the right track. So there you go, ladies. You understand that. We all understand it. It's just common sense. Here's what your orthopedic surgeon doesn't tell you. Here's what your physical therapist doesn't tell you. Here's what too often, unfortunately, your chiropractor doesn't tell you. Here's what your massage therapist doesn't tell you. Here's what your Pilates instructor doesn't tell you. And if any of them tell you this, they don't know what to do about it. And if they think they know what to do about it, they don't do anything about it correctly. Here's what they don't tell you. Your joint has been disintegrating, decaying, deteriorating, degenerating, demising, discombobulating for many years because the biomechanics of the joint is faulty. And until you change the biomechanics, to make the lines of force go through the part of the joint that the joint was designed to embrace, you're never going to stop the deterioration of the joint. Amen. It's the end of the sermon today. I'm going to go smoke a cigar now. That's it. Now, I put this show and I record it in the archives. I just said it. I don't care what you got. I don't care where you're going. I don't care that you're trying to put off a joint surgery. I don't care that you're doing prolotherapy and you're doing stem cell therapy, which usually don't work for most of what's coming down the pipe. They're good for acute injuries that become chronic injuries that still create problem for you. That's what that stuff works for. But when you're headed towards joint replacement, it's because your gravity lines are off. And you got to take that one in. This was the essence behind Rolfing. Now, I just said something dangerous because you're going to go, oh, yeah, Rolfing. I know what Rolfing is. You don't know what Rolfing is. Most of Rolf's Rolfers never learn this. That's the truth. I don't care if they like it or they don't. Shifting your gravity lines is something you're supposed to learn to do to yourself in your daily experience. The notion that a Rolfer would do it to you, if you know what a Rolfer is, the notion that a Rolfer, some advanced body worker, would do this for you and then you'd just be fine, is nonsense. Your neurological system has to be trained so that you can know when the lines of compression are faulty. You'll feel it in your body. We'll say you become off-center. You'll say you know you're off-center. And once you know you're off-center, you'll use the various tools at your disposal, stretching, massage, cleansing, what clothes you wear, what shoes you use, all of it to put yourself back on center. Center, so I say a new word now, center. Boy, is this show dense. It's only been 17 minutes. Center. To have center is something that you have to live with. To know within your gravity lines, to know how when your feet hit the ground, that you're aligned in a way where your joints can handle your weight or the motion you're performing, whether it's jogging, running, walking, whatever. Working in the garden, to hold center is something you evolve an ability to know. You evolve your ability to produce center. What throws you off center? Many things will throw you off center. What do I mean? Go put on a pair of high heels and go jog up a hill with a pair of high heels. Better yet, jog down a hill with a pair of high heels and you'll find out what it is to be off center. Oh, what a ridiculous example, I admit. No, that's the way you're walking around. Your bra holding your oversized breasts together is throwing you off center. Gentlemen, the running sneaker you chose is holding you off center. The belt you wear going to work, the suit you're in, the tie around your neck. Ladies, your earrings, even the weight of your makeup, the way you hold your hair, the way we sit in a chair, the car seat, what we do in athletic events, all of it is always throwing us off center. Gee, what's this guy talking about? This makes sense. But you have no real experience of center. You don't, because your practitioners didn't bother to evolve a sense of center within yourself. See, center. All right, I'll give you another example. You ever see those Bruce Lee films or any of the martial arts films where two advanced martial artists are squaring off? They're going to duke it out. And they sit there looking at each other about 30 feet away, and they're breathing, and they're staring at each other, and they're hissing, and they're making all sorts of sounds and everything. You know what they're doing in the classic tradition? They're centering themselves. They're centering themselves. Martial artists learn center. Why do they learn center? Because if they don't have center, they cannot execute the technique correctly. They will not knock your block off when they kick or punch if they're off center. Center is a very big thing to a martial artist. Well, center is a very big thing to a dancer. Baryshnikov, Nureyev, Allegra Kent, Edward Villela. You can't move across a dance floor without center. So dancers learn it, athletes learn it, martial artists learn it. Edwin Moses, the ex-Olympian, was a genius at it. He worked with Gideon Ariel so that he was always centered despite anything he was doing in track and field. So this is a big deal in closed circles, but when it comes to you, the innocent public, deteriorating and breaking down your joint over the years, up for these terrible joint replacements, nobody teaches you center. I teach you center. I will teach you center. If you're headed for this, learn center. It'll take the stress off the point and halt the progression of the disease. It will. I don't do it. I just teach you center. And the alignment decompresses the joint. It stops being inflamed and voila. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You got this problem going on and you want to work diligently, patiently over time. No quick fixes. It takes time. How much time? Who knows? How good do you learn? How compliant are you going to be? You see? That's the truth. You're getting the truth here. Yeah, if a guy says he's telling the truth, he's got to be lying. Oh boy. What a hole we've gotten ourselves into. Everybody's lying as they swear they're telling the truth. Wow. You see the issue? You see the issue? Now, when you do a knee replacement, you lose range of motion in the knee. It's built into the surgery. That loss of range in the motion degenerates the entire body. When you have a joint replacement in a shoulder, you lose range of motion in the shoulder, and it degenerates that entire side of the body. I'm happy to say a good hip replacement, this doesn't happen as much. You don't lose that much range of motion in a hip replacement. Of the three surgeries just cited, hip replacements are the best. But hip replacements, weird things happen with hip replacements. Like the low back starts aching. Like the knee starts aching. Even hip replacements mess up the entire piece of you. All joint replacements put enormous challenge, enormous burden on the biomechanical lines of the systemic body. So there's a downside to them. There's an upside to them too. If you're not going to do any of the things I'm suggesting, and if you're in absolute agony, and if you've failed every known therapy, and you're not going to do the things I'm suggesting because you've never heard of them, and even if you did, you wouldn't do them, well, then these surgeries are a blessing. If you've had your joints crushed in an automobile accident, these surgeries are a blessing. So sometimes they're appropriate. It's just that they're overdone. They're overdone in the face of alternatives that very few people understand. 714-850-1007. Check the website, straighttalk.cc. In another hour or so, I'll continue this diatribe. God bless you. Have a good week.
Okay. That's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.
Okay, part two. Here we go. I think part one hit the money. We always need a part two, though. When I can do it, I like to do it. The pictures today are not numbered, but you know how they number left to right. So the top row, 1, 2, 3, 4, we number them across. So the top is 1, 2, 3, 4, then the second one down is 5, 6, 7, 8, and so on. All right. Tragedy of joint replacements. What you need to learn. It doesn't matter. It's a continuum. If you have joint pain, inflammation, arthritis, degeneration, or you're one stop away from a joint replacement, same stuff. Done. You have to address the biomechanics. Big word. Everybody claims to have a grip on it. And I'm telling you right now, rarely do I see anybody understand it, let alone what to do about it. Yeah, yes, it's the world according to Garp. But I'm sorry, it's the way it is. Like it or don't listen to my show. People use biomechanics like they understand what the hell they're talking about, and they don't understand what they're talking about. Even if they get it theoretically, if you watch people work with it or understand it in their own body, they obviously don't. That's why you listen to my show. Or, if you're really smart, you'll make an appointment. Or at least come to maybe classes when I offer them. And of course, pretty soon, I start the webinar. I want it to be out of state. A webinar will never match an in-class experience, but I can still get you there. I'm going to die trying because I can't fly to Klopstockia to give you the information, and you desperately need the information. This thing about biomechanics is everything. So look at this, picture number three, okay? Biomechanics of human emotion, picture number three. Look at picture. Look at picture number 4, 8, 12. Look at picture 17. So that's the second to last picture on the bottom. Look at that. Human biomechanics, injury and injury prevention. Look at that. This word's thrown around everywhere. Biomechanics. Okay. Check the last picture. All the way down, the end. That's picture 18. You see you on the left all lopped up and lopsided and cockeyed, and you see you on the right? Well, you on the right is the you you want, and you on the left is the you you've become. The bunch of misaligned blocks on the left are people who are biomechanically off balance. It's simple. Well, if it's so simple, why isn't this attended to before we do a joint surgery? Why, if in fact we see a joint replacement coming down the pipe in 5 years, it doesn't become the primary initiative? I'll tell you why. Because people don't understand what they're talking about. That's why. It's not that they're mean and greedy and they don't want to tell you. They don't know themselves. Why, if you go off to physical therapists, all of whom think they understand biomechanics, do you get no one that can teach you your own biomechanics? You need to learn to move you from the person on the left to the person on the right. The person on the right there, this is picture 18, the last one, or 17, 16, 15, 14, picture 13. Picture 13, picture 18, same pictures. The person that's aligned isn't going to get hurt. The person that's aligned isn't going to degrade the joint. The person that's got chronic joint pain headed for surgery is going to reverse the outcome. You're going to save yourself a surgery if you can shift yourself. But if you think therapy is you just show up to the chiropractor or the acupuncturist or the whoever you show up to, the massage therapist or the Rolfer or the physical therapist, and they're going to show you how to do this, they're going to do it to you, forget it. You see? Forget it. It's a myth. It's a myth. Do you want to keep swallowing a load of poop? Do you like poop? Really? Do you like having it shoveled down your mouth? Well, you are. If you don't understand this, you are. I went to chiropractic school. I was their valedictorian, 1994. They didn't teach me this. You can go through 50 different massage programs. They won't teach you this. Most rolfers don't understand this. Most Pilates instructors don't understand this. Even if they say they do, they don't. They don't live it, and they don't teach their clients to evolve to it. Yet the very essences of rolfing, of Pilates, of Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Feldenkrais, dance, ancient dance, anything that purports to teach you to move with ease, its direct purpose is to teach you to move with ease, which means to realign you and have your biomechanical forces through the joints hit the part of the joint that the joint was designed to handle, without which you degenerate. This is so easy. Is this not easy? Isn't this easy? Why is this so complicated? I don't understand. Maybe I'm an alien. I don't get it. But nobody teaches it. I do. If you want to learn it in your body, I do. So what does it feel like in your body? It feels like you're always taking your high heels off. That feeling you get when you're out banging around on your heels, and then you come home, you take them off, and you go, ugh. That's what teaching you how to do it to yourself feels like. And that's a tour de force. Could mean body work. It could mean cleansing. It could mean stretching. Does it sound familiar? There it is. Without which, you're going to be replacing your joints. End of conversation. I don't have a lot else to say. I thought I was going to talk a lot more, but I'm really not. I'm still here, though. Picture 8. Go to picture 8. This isn't about biomechanics. This is ergonomics. Ergonomics. What's ergonomics? How clothes and how your car seat and how your office chair and blah, blah affect your biomechanics. Ergonomics is the biomechanics of clothes. Ergonomics is the biomechanics of your office chair and your desk. Just a derivative of the same concept. And you have to pay attention to ergonomics, because the wrong chair will kill you. The wrong car seat will cause you a lot of pain. I haven't worn a belt in 30 or 40 years. I don't wear belts. I think belts are inhuman. A tie? I will never wear a tie. My life would have to depend on a tie. I don't wear ties. Ties are instruments of torture. If I was a woman, I guarantee you wouldn't catch me dead in a bra. I guarantee you wouldn't catch me dead in a bra. And if my breasts were too big, pendulous, I'd get them cut in half. I guarantee you I would do that, right? Presumptuous of me, I'm a guy. I don't care. I'm just telling you, I would definitely have them surgically reduced. Faulty ergonomics is not a good thing, but ergonomics is just biomechanics of your office furniture, basically. All right. Picture number 9. That's Ida Rolf. She had it down. Rolf had it down. She understood what I'm talking about. She brought this concept to America. But she, because she was such a devout woman, would be the first to say she didn't invent this. This has always been understood. She called rolfing the bodywork of yoga. She called it the yogic principles transferred to touch. Humble woman. Walked around with a suitcase for 30 years. 30 years. She walked around with a suitcase trying to teach chiropractors and osteopaths what she understood for a long time. I'm sure on some level she suffered because of that. How couldn't she? She was sitting on the bomb, man. She had it down. Very brilliant woman. Pioneered chemotherapy at the Rockefeller Institute. She took her doctorate in biochem. A woman of that generation with a PhD when most women were defined as just baby makers and that's the end of it. This woman was a giant. A giant. And then passes up on all the cash to become a rolfer and run around with a suitcase convincing people of lesser intelligence and consciousness something large. God bless her. I could not do that. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't. I didn't come here to do that. She did. God bless her. So look at picture. All right, let's take a look at picture one. A lot of you have seen this. Spare me if, forgive me if I'm going through it again. But that psoas muscle. What psoas muscle? Would you please look at the psoas muscle? Look at picture five. Now look at picture seven. That's the psoas from the side. You see how that picture seven, the psoas is just kicked back. What the psoas does, and some of you know this, of course, if you look at picture one, what the psoas does is it moves as it shortens. It doesn't look like picture seven. As it shortens, it looks like picture five. It looked like picture seven. Now it looks like picture five. What happens? What's the consequence of the psoas shortening from picture seven to picture five? It tilts your rib cage down. That chucks your head forward. It increases the lordosis, the curvature of the low back, which messes you up. So if the rib cage tilts down and you arch your low back more, the weight from the brain down to the feet, it no longer distributes correctly. That means you tear up your hip, your knee, your ankle, your feet. It means your neck and head are in the wrong place. It's a disaster. Anterior displacement of the psoas leads to disasters. Rolf's whole shtick was about the psoas. Huge commentary on the psoas. Look at picture number two. Look at that. What's it say? All movements are transferred through the pelvis. The psoas is the cross connection between the motor mechanics and the organs. Wow. You know, Dr. Ida Rolf, great. But the problem is you don't know what the heck that means, and neither does most of her Rolfers. It's not her fault. It's a problem that's inherent in human discovery. You discover it, which is its own revelation, and then go get everybody else to discover it. It's very hard to do that. It's the way it is. So what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. If you're wearing a pair of high heels, it's twisting your organs inside out. Uterus, bladder, ovaries, kidneys, intestines, you name it. You go wear a pair of high heels, you're going to have a bad day. Wear a pair of high heels every day, all day, for the next 20 or 30 years. You will get sick. Because you've completely, drastically altered what they're talking about. The transfer through the pelvis, the psoas, and blah, blah, blah. All messed up in high heels. We're all walking around in various costumes or in various degrees of the kind of imbalance you feel when you, in the extreme of it, you're running around in high heels. So men don't run around in high heels, but they suffer the same way that women who run around in high heels suffer. This is why we invented yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu. Oh, I know. You don't need to listen now. hang up the phone because you do yoga. You don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry. Those of you listening, I don't want to sound like this, but I don't know how else to sound when you're going to sit there and go, I do yoga. Yeah, I got it. I got to do yoga to align myself. I've heard this before. You haven't heard anything before, and you haven't heard anything I'm saying, and you don't understand what I'm saying. So don't sit there with your Pharisee ass and act like you understand because you don't, because you went to a good college. Don't do that. Okay? You have enough humility to accept that, then maybe I can do something with you. If not, go get your joints replaced. You're a schmuck. I try not to do this. I try, but I don't succeed. I don't really care anyway. I don't mean care about you. I mean care that I fail. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, picture 10. Go to picture 10. Rolfing in Physical Reality. Please get that book and read it. It's a bunch of vignettes. It's very little, you know, nice little vignettes from Ida Rolf. Brilliant book. Brilliant. Get that book. That's it. I'm done. Look, 1870, picture 14. Deep tissue massage, a visual guide to techniques. If you don't realign somebody through massage, you're barely helping them. Okay? Massage is a cheap substitute for what Rolf was getting at. Massage is a cheap substitute for what Rolf was getting at. Yoga is much closer, except if you're scarred up, which you are, without the physical manipulation of the hand. The scar will prevent the muscle from lengthening to create the shift in the bony alignment. So, Rolfing and yoga go hand in hand. That's why Ida called Rolfing the bodywork of yoga. You see? They're connected. So is the cleansing. So is the cleansing. So is the stretching. So is the psyche. To really realign oneself, to find center, is about the psyche, the blood, the flexibility, and ultimately digging out the scars. It's called the rule of four. All roads lead to the rule of four. Yes, the four tools. But what those tools mean, well, I have 454 shows to give you a sense of what that means. Voila, there it is. There it is. Do you get the concept of center now? What to do about it? You got to lengthen the structural muscles. Show 243, 244. Check it out. If you're doing yoga and the shifts in your body in alignment are not dramatic, if they don't leave you on the floor after the yoga class because you can barely walk because your alignment shifted so intensely, you don't know how to coordinate walking, then you're doing it right. Short of that, you're not. If your body worker, your rolfer, your massage therapist is working on you and you don't get up and need to remember how to walk straight, then they're not shifting you. It's not their fault. It may be, but it's not necessarily. You may not be capable at this point of being shifted. See? Takes two. You have to be capable of reception or receiving it. They have to be capable of giving it to you. Takes two. There has to be reciprocity between the therapist and the person that receives the therapy. But in the end, whether it's your rolfer, your hella worker, your body worker, you or your grandma, bottom line is the job needs to be done right. And when it's done right, your alignment changes, the vectors through the joint change, and guess what? It will halt the decay of the joint. Don't get your joints replaced. The joint is never the same, and the whole body knows that it's not just that it's titanium. It just knows that it's not the same, and your whole body will lock up. And it does, and it happens, and it's terrible, and nobody suspects it's the joint replacement. So unless you absolutely have to, don't get your joints replaced. That's it. God bless you. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.